Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. Okay, so Lions practice today led to a lot of discussion right out of the gate. We will circle back a question about the Lions hype train a little bit later on. But if you want to continue talking Lions, we have open lines. 248-539-9797. Tenor of the conversation was based off of Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator, saying today, speaking in very optimistic terms about Hendon Hooker, and talking about the third wide receiver spot, saying they need somebody who's reliable and smart, but if they had their preference, it would have that person would have some length, which leads it wide open to clearly a lot of different candidates to be that third wide receiver. In the meantime, Gator found a list here, and it was every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium, ballpark or arena ranked based upon Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and Facebook reviews. Okay?
All right.
So this is only, it is not hockey, interestingly. It was just NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, stadiums, parks, arenas, whatever you want to call them, ranked. And I was thinking we'd do a who's on top, and then we started thinking about it. We said, you know what's fun about this list is that there's a top 10 and there's a bottom 10. There are 90 stadiums listed. There's a top 10 and a bottom 10. And again, it's only professional, NFL, NBA, MLB parks. Based upon the online reviews, which ones get the highest marks? Now, we got to figure that fans of these, we go to a lot of games. Detroiters go to a lot of games. Sports is a big part of our community. And people get out and go to road trips quite a bit. So we want your reviews of one that you thought was awesome or one that you thought stunk. Give us the reason why you liked it or why you didn't and see if it is concurred in this list, if the list backs you up. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right, so 248-539-9797. For instance, I went to a place that I was excited to go to because it was kind of an iconic venue. And I liked it. I've been there, I think, three times, but it's so weird. It is one of the weirdest places I have ever been. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do.
And what am I going to say?
Soldier Field.
Bingo. It ranks 72nd on this list. It does not get high marks. I always said it looked like the cover of a Boston album, but that's a pretty old reference. It looks like a spaceship dropped down on a classical Gothic football stadium. But what's funny is in that time in the state of Illinois, that's how they built them. The Illini Stadium, Memorial Stadium in Champaign, is almost exactly the same with the Greek columns outside that run down the sidelines on the outside of the building. And that's what Soldier Field had. But then when they went with this all glass, circular, cylindrical, expansion, it's just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
So this is NFL, NBA, MLB.
Yep.
So places that I've been, I would say for me, this place was cool as hell and I think still holds up, even though it's been around for over 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Camden Yards in Baltimore.
What'd you like about it?
I love the way that they had it set up, how it, Utah Street is right behind right field and center field, and that's where the warehouse is, and that was cool. They built it in as part of like downtown Baltimore, which in this district area, which was really, really cool. The sight lines of where you're sitting were great. The ballpark itself it's nice and intimate, and you see a lot of action because it's not like that you're hitting into a canyon at center field. It's like you get to see action. There's home runs and everything else. And it's just a great experience.
Gator, it's number three on the list of the best ballparks, arenas, and stadiums in America. And it's old.
I probably came out in 94 maybe. So it's maybe even
sounds
before
about
that.
Right. It was at the forefront of the retro park
look. It was the first one.
Yeah, when everything else, the last stadium I think built before that was Comiskey Park in Chicago, which really gives off a mall vibe. I've never been to Camden Yards, but I've heard great things
about it. It's so great. Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Jason on a cellular 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hi. The worst stadium I've ever been to was U.S. Cellular Field.
which is the where the White Sox are, right? The old
Comiskey. White Sox, yeah. Yep. It was pretty big, but like just getting around, it was crowded. At the time, I smoked, and the smoking section, we had to go like all the way up some steps and around some turnaround, and it was all crowded, and you couldn't go down to like the main part of the field unless you had your ticket. Like it was very weird. I did not like it at all.
So I'm looking for it on this list. Do we know what it's called now? Is it still called?
It was Cellular. I forgot what it was. Not Citi Field, I don't think. I think that's the Mets.
That's the Mets. I don't know what the name of their
deal is. Guaranteed Rate Field.
Guaranteed Rate Field.
That's it.
Okay. It doesn't rank at the bottom or the top. Why can't I find it anywhere?
I mean, the pictures, the images make it look like it's just fine.
It's number 57 on the list. 248-539-9797. Brian on a cell, you're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What's up?
Hey, this probably isn't on the list because it's probably dead set in the middle. We've all probably been to Lucas Oil Stadium for some other Big Ten championship arrangement or Michigan State's basketball Big Ten tournament down there. But the acoustics there were horrible. And the lack of awesome scoreboard wasn't there as well for the Big Ten championships for Michigan, the first two that I attended. And the concourses were insanely confusing, too.
Interesting.
They just seemed to put restaurants right in the middle of a concourse, and you had to kind of find your way around blindly.
It ranks number 17 amongst the best. So obviously, wow. People have reviewed it better than you have. My experience there has been, unfortunately, it's limited to like the media areas, so I don't see all that.
Well, we went to the Super Bowl there.
That's true. It was kind of a foggy day.
That's true.
Not to mention its location. It's a little odd.
Well, people love the location because it's right there downtown, and it's walking distance from every hotel around. That's why people love it. And that's why they get the Big Ten championships.
Yeah.
Fix the acoustics, and it'd be great.
That's something I have no sense for. Because I'm working, I have a headset on.
But they can open the windows there or something?
Yeah, it's cool. That seems like a cool part of it.
Yeah.
And it seems like the sight lines are good. I mean, you don't want to feel like you're miles away from the field, right?
No.
And I didn't get the sense that had that. But he didn't like it. 248-539-9797.
And we saw Dave Navarro, the guitar player for Jane's Addiction there.
What a great exchange that was. Was it you that noticed him?
Yeah.
And you said quietly to our boss, Jimmy, and I, yeah, that's Dave Navarro.
That's Dave Navarro right there.
Yep.
He goes, hey, Dave.
Jimmy said.
Hey, Dave. Hey, man, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Hey, dude, you kept walking. That's what you got? And Jimmy's like, hey, I don't know.
He didn't hesitate. He just, hey, Dave. And Dave said, yeah, what's up? And Jimmy had nothing to say.
Like Navarro was ready to be really nice. He was not. Yep. And then Jimmy had nothing.
Jimmy pulled nothing. The shoot.
Got nothing for you, buddy.
248-539-9797. We go to Mark on a cell. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Oakland Coliseum, awful.
You been there?
Yes, I have.
Did you watch football or baseball there or both?
Baseball.
Yeah, I bet you baseball is brutal there. All the foul territory, the upper deck that you can't sit in.
Remember when I said earlier you want to feel like you're right on top of the field? This could not make you feel less on top of the field. You are so far away from the field.
If this isn't number 90 or 89, I'll be shocked.
It's number 89. There's only one field that's worse, and somebody on hold is about to say it. We'll get to that next. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.